In brief, Bitcoin surged above $79,000 Friday as ETF inflows, macro conditions, and developments in Washington boosted demand. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs attracted more than $1 billion over 2 days as institutional demand picked up. Billions of dollars in short positions were liquidated as Bitcoin rallied, accelerating the move higher. Bitcoin surged above $79,000 Friday as renewed institutional buying, improving macro conditions, and a friendlier regulatory outlook in Washington collided with billions of dollars in short liquidations. The rally has pushed Bitcoin sharply higher this week, but analysts say the move began taking shape before the latest breakout. Bitcoin's move looks like a convergence of three forces, Lacey Zhang, research analyst at Bitget Wallet, told Decrypt. Those forces, Zhang said, include a more supportive macro backdrop, declining regulatory risk in Washington and stronger spot demand. Zhang pointed to the Treasury's expanded long-dated buyback plan, which she said weakened the dollar and revived the debasement trade across Bitcoin and gold. At the same time, the administration of Donald Trump pushed for crypto market structure legislation, which helped reduce regulatory uncertainty. The third piece, spot demand, has been reflected in renewed ETF buying. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs saw roughly $517 million of net inflows on August 19 and about $606 million on August 20, while the break above $70,000 forced short covering and pulled momentum buyers back in, Zhang said. The funds had already attracted $853.5 million over five consecutive trading sessions earlier this month. Giulio Morno of CoinShares said ETFs purchased roughly 7,500 BTC in a single day, their highest daily level since April. The catalyst was the U.S. Treasury announcement and Trump's remarks about the U.S. Gov, potentially buying Bitcoin, Morno told Decrypt. However, Bitcoin spot demand was already showing signs of growth days before. Similar periods of demand growth have historically been followed by a median 23% Bitcoin gain over the next 2 months, he added. Washington warms to crypto. Earlier this week, Trump called on Congress to pass a fair version of the Clarity Act during a White House meeting with crypto and finance executives. The legislation would establish a federal regulatory framework for digital assets and define the respective roles of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and Securities and Exchange Commission. For Bitcoin, however, the immediate impact could be limited. Bitcoin already has relatively high regulatory certainty in the U.S. It is widely treated as a commodity, spot ETFs are established, and institutional access already exists, Morno said. The Clarity Act does not radically change Bitcoin's investability in the same way it potentially does for many other crypto assets. Zhang said Trump's push for market structure legislation is also changing how investors price regulatory risk. The regulatory risk premium is being repriced lower after Trump again urged Congress to pass crypto market structure legislation, Zhang said, adding that clearer rules make it easier for institutions to underwrite exposure. The Clarity Act remains stalled in Congress, with the Senate expected to return to the legislation in September. CFTC Chair Michael S. Selig said Thursday that he directed agency staff to explore crypto market structure rules under the commission's existing authority. Shorts get crushed. The shift in demand and sentiment left traders betting against Bitcoin exposed as the price pushed higher. Zhang estimates more than $4 billion in crypto shorts were liquidated over 2 to 3 days, including roughly $2.7 billion during one 24-hour period and another $1.2 billion the following day. Bitcoin shorts alone were reported around $2.75 billion during the initial squeeze, she said. It is one of the largest forced short covering episodes in recent crypto history.